UNHCR spokesperson Melissa Fleming says the conflict, which started more than a year ago, has resulted in more than 150,000 refugees and more than 230,000 internally displaced persons. She says their stories are heart-wrenching.
A former resident of Gao, for example, who left the town after recent airstrikes, told us that all the food and the fuel are in very short supply. They say that rebels have stripped the city hospital of medicines, and at the hospital, dead bodies are said to be everywhere.
Ms. Fleming says many internally displaced families have had to flee more than once as the rebels advance on their locations. There have also been atrocities.
Wounded fighters are being brought into the city, and among the fighters are many foreigners, they say. The person we spoke to also said that they had seen a woman being executed summarily for refusing to show the contents of her bag to a rebel fighter as she tried to board a bus. Amputations of hands or feet are being used as punishments.
Ellen Koh, UNHCR spokesperson for West Africa, says many refugees and internally displaced persons are traumatized from having to leave their homes so abruptly. Some have even had to leave older family members behind. She explains who the vulnerable ones are.
Well, if you take Mauritania, for instance, 95% of the new arrivals in the past days are women and children. They are also saying that the men are on their way with the cattle, with the livestock. So for the moment, it's the most vulnerable people who have fled towards neighboring countries. In terms of what they were doing in Mali, the profile is that you have a lot of shepherd people. So again, moving with their livestock. You also have businessmen who basically do not have any more work there in the northern region and are moving now in safer areas.
UNHCR is doing its best to keep up with the influx of refugees from Mali, according to Ms. Koh.
We have built up refugee camps in Mauritania, Niger, and Burkina Faso in the past year to assist these refugees. We are providing the basic services, health services, clean water, sanitation, but also education. I must tell you that to provide all these services, we urgently need funding.
Ms. Koh says there is a real need for donors to help refugees and internally displaced persons, as well as UNHCR. Jerry Adams, United Nations.